Hello, and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Let's talk about some of the headlines from across the country today, starting with residents in Chiang Rai District are forced to breathe poisonous hydrogen cyanide for months. Nettie, why and what's the story all about?
Yeah, so Thai people on the border of Thailand and Myanmar have been suffering for months after they unknowingly inhaled poisonous hydrogen cyanide, or HCN, being bleached into the atmosphere by a factory in Myanmar. So it's in a different country. Residents in the Masai district of Chiang Rai province have been protesting for months about a noxious odor and what appears to be a low white cloud hanging above their homes. Residents also complain about constant headaches, dizziness, coughing, and chest pains since they started inhaling the toxic air. One man even told the Thai media that the gas made him cough up blood, so that's not good. Now, the issue gathered pace in the past few weeks, with many on social media highlighting the problem with the hashtag Save Masai on the top of the Thai Twitter. The poisonous gas and smoke are coming from a factory on the Myanmar side. Now, Environmental and Pollution Control Office and Masai Hospital suggested residents to wear face masks, close doors and windows, and use an air purifier, to which this suggestion upset locals because most of them cannot afford to buy any of that anyway. Now, the Thailand-Myanmar Township Border Committee, or TBC, also announced that Myanmar is fully aware of the problem because the Burmese people in that town where the factories are facing some issues too. So everybody in that area where the factories are built are coughing up blood,
oh, no,
having headaches, dizziness, and authorities can't do anything about it yet, and they're suggesting them to wear face masks or gas masks.
That's horrible. How can they not do anything about it?
I hope they clear up that very soon, because that's actually very toxic, and if you're pregnant with a child, smoking in all those fumes, it can't be good for the people there.
Wear gas masks. Are they providing the gas mask?
They're not.
They just need to bring those people to safety, get them as far away as possible and provide them with shelter.
Yeah, and I really hope that's not the long-term solution of how to deal with this problem, just wear gas masks. That's like at the end of the problem. That's not even solving anything.
Hashtag Save Masai. We'll keep you up to date with the latest information on that. Now, more news coming from the capital. Yesterday was the first official day of the APEC 2022, or was that Wednesday?
It was on Wednesday.
It was on Wednesday. Well, protesters had clashes with riot police in Bangkok, Thailand, about 700 meters from our office here at the Tiger. So riot police clashed with protesters at Asok intersection in Bangkok yesterday afternoon as world leaders gathered in the Thai capital for the APEC Summit 2022. Now, we decided to send a couple of our own Tiger reporters and Tiger staff to go report on the protest. We actually released a video yesterday regarding some clashes from the protest, and also interview and talk to some people there and see what they're protesting about. So one Carmel, one Natty Barisa, one Leia, and who else?
I think
Sarah was there for a bit.
No.
Okay.
Just us three.
Us three. Those three wonderful girls of the Tiger went from a safe distance. Was it a safe distance?
No, we were like
you
literally
were in the protest?
Yeah, we were all in the protest
together.
Thankfully,
it was a peaceful protest. But you got to talk to some people. You got to see what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
At the point that you actually went, it was under control and there was no like strong clashes. But throughout the day, there were a few clashes. Due to the road closure, the intersection in the closest area near the BTS station, the public couldn't get to this summit, which is being held at the Queen Sirikit National Convention Center. But police ramped up security in the city in preparation for the meeting, and riot police were deployed in anticipation of protest. Demonstrators made various demands, holding placards that read, "Expel the Prime Minister, Prayut Chan-o-Sha, stop APEC 2022, release all political prisoners in Thailand, abolish Lemajis laws, free Hong Kong, hang the Chinese, Prime Minister as well." The protest was largely peaceful until the police confiscated signs and other equipment from demonstrators, which is when some scuffles broke out between protesters and riot police. A demonstrator told the Tiger that earlier in the day, some protesters were actually arrested as well.
Yep.
But why are different protest groups coming together and raising all these issues at once? Because that was part of one of my first questions as well. There was like six or seven different questions and protests going on at the same place at the same time. Well, demonstrators see the APEC Summit 2022 as the perfect time to raise Thailand's issues on the global stage. Not only that, but demonstrators feel safe to come out and protest during the summit, knowing that police wouldn't use brutality or water cannons against protesters, as they did during the pro-democracy protests of 2020, with world leaders around, like the French president, the Chinese president, and vice president of U.S., Kamala Harris, just a stone throw away. Did you feel safe while you were there, Nettie?
I felt pretty safe. Mm-hmm. It was quite peaceful. By the time we were there, it was around 3 p.m.
Yeah.
So I think people were starting to retreat. I know that in the morning, that's when the protesters said that a couple of their friends got arrested for literally just holding up a sign. They didn't even say anything or yell anything. Police just had to take them away. And my guess is that probably that was the time when the leaders were traveling to the venue, so they didn't want people to see those signs. I think they should be released soon, maybe after APEC is done. I don't think they're going to hold those people forever. But still, it's not a pleasant thing to experience your friends being dragged into a police car, right?
Okay. All right. Once again, the protests might continue today. We'll have to wait and see what exactly happens, but we'll keep you up to date with that information as well on thetiger.com. For now, let's talk about our last story before we take a break. The Thai FDA is to go after a misleading ad for nasal spray supposedly preventing COVID.
Yes. So the FDA is currently gathering evidence to take legal action against this company. The FDA's Deputy Secretary General said yesterday that the Besuto Clears, with a K or a Q rather, nasal spray has an instruction for people to use it when they develop cold or flu-like symptoms. The Deputy Secretary General also said that the spray was registered to use to moisturize the nasal cavity during dry weather and relieve nasal congestion. But the FDA has found misleading ads making it appear that the spray can heal or prevent COVID-19, influenza, and the respiratory the RSV virus. So those are false claims. Don't buy the Besuto Clears nasal spray for that reason. But if you want to just moisturize your nose canal, then please do.
I think a lot of medical companies or different medicine companies are using or have been using the pandemic and COVID-19 to boost the sales of their own products, claiming this and claiming that.
Yeah.
But yeah. And it's good that the Thai FDA is going after these companies or these brands that claim to just heal everything or prevent COVID.
Yeah.
Go get them. Go get them, boys.
How dry is your nose right now?
Fairly dry, I'd think.
Would you use Besuto Clear?
I don't feel like I need to moisturize the insides of my nose at the moment, Nettie.
Okay.
Yeah, but thank you for asking.
Okay.
Thank you for asking. It's not often you get asked if the inside of your nose is moistured enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I know you care.
Mm-hmm.
For now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, stay tuned because we've got a carjacking monk and Monday, Tuesday, Wank Day, and Paul Gaza. Find out more after the break. Thinking of investing, but don't know where to start? Ever heard of AAAFX?
What is AAAFX?
Good question. Look no further than AAAFX, your choice for trading and investing. Low commissions and spread with fast execution. They're trustworthy and have been offering services since 2008. You can invest using various deposit methods, including crypto, with negative balance protection and 100% matching deposit bonus. Choose AAAFX and enter the lucrative market of trading. Visit AAAFX.com. Welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand, and this show is brought to you by AAAFX. Make your first journey into trading with AAAFX. Be responsible, as always, and BISP. Countdown to BSP starting on Monday, one of the best schools in Thailand. So if you want to send your child for a great education and even a spectacular sports program, look no further than BISP on Paradise Island, Phuket, in Thailand. Last mention, now we're coming closer and closer to the day. The 24th of November is the day. Best Buy for Kids, Netty. We've got 90% discounts.
Yeah, for all the kids 12 years and younger. So even if you haven't had your kid yet, like the kid is still in the womb, you can buy maternity clothes for the mother as well.
Yeah.
So great stuff. Do check it out. It's at Queen City Gate Convention Center.
90%.
Yeah.
Now that's a deal. All right. I would like to give a big shout out to Patrons 28, who's a Tiger legend, Natty.
Woo!
Thank you very much, Patrons. We appreciate the continued support. Oh, I was going for more of a cup kun kha.
Cup kun kha.
You just said hello.
Wait, hello and welcome.
I love how I'm the one explaining that to you.
To the legendary.
Yeah. Thanks people. For being a Tiger legend. And consider becoming a Tiger member for special perks. For example, Craig the SLP. We actually put a post out. He's a Tiger Elite. And our Tiger Elite actually get to suggest us our next videos.
Ooh.
And he gave a couple of suggestions.
Nice.
And we're going to take one of his suggestions and make a video on it in the near future. So thank you very much for that, Craig SLP. You have been heard, good sir. And Jorgen D, thank you very much for the donation.
Yeah, thank you very much. He says, a very good day to you. Take care and enjoy.
Jorgen Mariska. Mariska, have a good day. Jorgen D always has positive messages.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right. Let's now talk about a carjacking monk, because monks can do bad things as well.
They can. A carjacking monk, high on drugs, stole two cars and led police officers on a high-speed chase in Thak province yesterday. The carjacking monk was reportedly to be a 34-year-old Thai man named Boy. Boy stole a Nissan Navara pickup from someone who visited a local temple, and the owner of the car and another monk from the temple set off on a 20 kilometers pursuit of the high-speeding racer but couldn't catch him. Luckily enough, though, police finally caught up to him and apprehended the monk and disarmed him of a knife, a document proving that he was a monk, and 1,000 baht in his bag. And they asked Boy to do a drug test, and guess what? Turned out positive.
Oh.
So the car owners were very happy, obviously, to get their cars back and did not file any complaints against the monk, a very Thai thing to do. And Boy is expected to be charged under Section 366 of the criminal law, stealing another person's property. The penalty will be imprisonment for up to 3 years and a fine of up to 6,000 baht. He also used drugs, so he will also be punished according to the types of drugs stated in the Narcotics Act.
Okay.
I'm just confused, though, because at the beginning of the story, it said that a monk hijacked two cars. But how could he steal two cars? Because you can only technically drive one.
Yeah.
Unless he was doing like that.
I don't know. He was doing a Van Damme.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Both legs on each side of the car, but it's strange because
the cars would have been
Had really long legs.
One leg had to be really long.
And really long. Just one long right leg. Yeah,
yeah. Right leg.
But what I was what shocked me a little bit was that how is the fine 6,000 baht and 3 years in prison? I mean, they don't really match.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Maybe he thinks that maybe you don't have enough money, so you can do the jail time for longer.
But then if I had money, would I have less jail time?
Perhaps. If you pay the maximum fine of 6,000 baht, then maybe 1 year jail. I have no idea. I'm not a police.
You're certainly not. Have you ever wanted to be a police?
No, like, never.
You know, growing up, you were like, yeah, person of the law. People will respect me.
You know how tall I am, right?
Exactly. That's why
officer.
You were like, I'm an officer of the law. Do, 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 do.
Do, 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 do.
Have you ever wanted to be a police officer?
No, I never wanted to be a police officer.
Okay.
I did want to be Miss Universe.
Me neither.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know why, just being an officer of the law or like, I wanted to be in the Air Force.
What?
Yeah, I wanted to
be. You could have been. Well, you were kind of almost there.
I was almost there.
Yeah.
But alas, those days are long gone. Moving on to our last story today. Ladies and gentlemen, especially if you're a football fan, we've got some great news for you because there's Monday, there's Tuesday, there's Wank Day, and a Paul Gazza Gascoigne Day. That's right. You heard the title completely right.
I don't know who wrote that.
English speaking skills not up to scratch? Well, why not employ former England, Newcastle United, and Tottenham football legend Paul Gazza Gascoigne? Now, a lot of you might be wondering, why am I talking about Paul Gazza Gascoigne? Let me just tell you. So Paul Gazza Gascoigne is basically, he was a very famous English football player.
Oh.
And he's very famous for his antics and just being a rascal in general. But I think he used to play for Tottenham. And then during his time at Tottenham, Tottenham signed a Brazilian football player who could barely speak a word of English. And Gazza was actually set in charge to help him around, you know. Like, they were like, oh, Gazza, we've got a new player, he's come to the football team, you might want to, you know, help him around a bit. And Gazza was like, sure. So he showed him around and how to order a coffee. And he told that if you want to order a coffee, you have to go to the canteen and you have to tell the barista, F off.
Ooh.
I'm censoring my words, but if you say the word F off, that's the phrase for a coffee, please.
Oh, no.
And so the Brazilian football player went around saying F off every time he wanted a coffee.
Oh, no. That's not nice. I don't like that. That's not funny.
I guess it's just...
It's a very, guy thing, I think.
Yeah, it's a highly testosterone-based man sports humor. Back in the day, Nettie, we're talking about like 30 years ago.
Okay.
Times have changed.
Yes, hopefully.
But if you want to hear more funny stories and tales from the great England player and legend, well, you can actually have a meet and greet with Gazza. He's actually going around on a mini tour in Thailand. So whether you're in Phuket, Pattaya, or Bangkok, you can get a chance to meet him. Gazza takes the stage in Phuket at Four Points Sheraton next Wednesday, November 23. He's in Pattaya at the Pullman Hotel 2 days later on Friday, and on November 25, and in Bangkok at the Rembrandt Hotels on November 27.
Wow,
tickets cost 6,500 baht, which includes a meet and greet, personal photo, free flow alcohol for 90 minutes, and a three-course dinner. So worth it for 6,500 baht. Q&A and a live auction with kickoff at 6 p.m. And they also have a table package for 10 people for 65,000.
Wow.
If you divide it amongst 10 people, it's all right.
I guess so. That's a lot of money, though.
There's a link in the description below if you are a football fan, if you are an English football fan of Paul Gascoigne. I've never had the chance to meet a professional football player. Unfortunately, I won't be able to meet him.
Oh, okay.
Because, we'll be in Phuket.
But he's going to be in Phuket.
Yes, but we won't be there while, you know, we'll be doing other things.
That's true.
Yes. We have to go to BISB and do Good Morning Thailand and other things.
Mm. Yes, we will be doing it.
But representatives from the Tiger will be there when they're in Bangkok. Mm. We've actually booked a table of 10. There's a lot of English people in our company.
There are, yes.
So, yeah, come say hi to the Tiger crew if you do end up going to meet Paul Gazza Gascoigne in Bangkok. Did you just say Gascoigne's?
Yeah, isn't that his last name?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to decide to end the show pretty soon. But stay tuned. We're actually going to do a Tiger Q&A, GMT, and Tiger Unfiltered. We're going to get Sarah on as well.
Sarah's going to be here.
The Voice of God will also join.
Voice of God's going to be here.
So stay tuned. We're going to start the live chat in about 5 minutes. So we hope you've enjoyed today's episode. And yes, I do understand that I did not wear Lumberjack Fridays today.
But
we are representing... The new Tiger merch. It's going to be pre-order only. We're still promoting it to build up demand for it. So if you do want it, it will be on sale very soon. Yes, thank you very much. Nettie's wearing it like a proper hip-hop artist, apparently.
Oh, no, they can see my sweatpants.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm traveling today, so
I'm wearing sweatpants. Thank you, Nettie, for that. You look like a Scandinavian on holiday.
I am a Scandinavian.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've enjoyed today's episode. We'll see you live in about 5 minutes, so stay tuned if you'd like to have a chat and just talk about nonsense for an hour.
Yeah.
We'll be back right after this. Have a great day.